In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing in volume 27, 110-1930. My daughter, Louisa, one who lives in my divine fiat, lives in God, and therefore she possesses and can give the goods that she possesses. So this is Louisa. She's living in the divine will. We want to live in the divine will. We strive to live in the divine will, but we are in the divine will, then we're out of the divine will. As soon as you worry, as soon as you're fearful, as soon as you're anxious, complaining, negative, or doubting, as soon as you're not peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're outside of the divine will. Louisa was always in the divine will. When you talk to Father Bucci would tell us that Louisa had this beautiful, serene way about her. It wasn't, she was heaven. She's a more of, as St. Honorable de Francia said, as St. Padre Pio said, she was more of heaven than of earth. And so the one who lives in my divine will, he's always talking about Louisa, possesses and can give the goods that she possesses. Now, God wants that for us. And it happens little by little. When you're peaceful, when you're joyful, when you're happy, you can give this to your family. See, because if you're there, you're going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. And that's where humanity is. But when Jesus is there, when Jesus reigns and you gaze in, you're gazing, listening, you're listening, speaking, and you're speaking, it's peace. It's Jesus is there, and it's beautiful. And many people have said to me that since they began living in the divine will, the family is becoming more peaceful. Though, I mean, it's not 100% because that day is coming where everyone will be living in the divine will, but that's here yet. So right now it's little by little, step by step, day by day, as we learn from Jesus and Mary how to live in the divine will, peace is being given to all those around us. We're because we're peaceful, we're joyful, we're happy. So Jesus says, the divine being surrounds her everywhere in such a way that she feels, sees, feels, touches nothing but God. Do you see what's happening? It's heaven. The divine being surrounds that soul everywhere in such a way that the soul sees and feels and touches nothing but God. It's just peace, joy, and happiness. And people go, well, how does that happen? How do you get there? You have to let Jesus teach you. He's going to teach you different than he teaches me, because you're you and I'm me. He's as you read, as you study, as you listen to him and long for him every day, he begins to change you completely, completely. You're not going to be just good, holy, and saintly. That's volume 1 to volume 10. You're going to begin to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what's coming to humanity. That's that new beginning of that God gave to Louisa is happening. So Jesus says, as the soul sees and feels and touches nothing but God, in God she delights. God alone she comprehends. God alone she knows. Everything disappears for her. Everything earthly disappears for her. What is left to her is only the memory that while she is in her God, she is still a pilgrim. And a pilgrim must plead for her brothers and sisters. So again, everything disappears, but she's not in heaven yet. That's why she keeps on saying to Jesus, take me to heaven. Jesus says, when I'm done, you're coming to heaven. But right now, you're going to have to plead for your brothers and sisters to also receive this gift. This is why you're here, Louisa. This is why we're here. We want our families to be part of this. We want our friends to be part of this. We want our neighbors and coworkers to be part of this. We're still a pilgrim. So we must plead, because finding herself in the condition of giving the goods that she possesses, she must give according to their dispositions. How many times have you said to somebody, hey, I got this really beautiful thing. Would you like to read it? Yeah. No, thanks, but no thanks. the disposition has to be, they have to begin to understand that God is doing something different now. Why? The time is changing now. The kingdom is coming. So in volume 27, 126, 1930, the prayers done in our divine fiat can be called decisions, can be called commands, and carry the signed deed of that which is wanted. And what is wanted in the divine will cannot be, if it cannot be instantly seen, it's because we, Jesus says, we, triune God, are disposing the secondary cause so as to let what we have decided to give to come out of us. So it's not, so we pray with confidence. What Jesus teaches Louisa is the command. He shows us when Peter saw Jesus walk on the water, Peter says, if you're the Messiah, the waves are all in, command me to come to you. Because Peter was just, you're amazing. If you can do this, I can do this if I'm with you. I give you my prayer, make it your command. And Jesus said, come. He's out of the boat and he walks, 20 feet and starts sinking. And he screams out to Jesus, Lord, Savior, save me. I'm going to drown. And Jesus grabs him and says, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where's your faith? He says that to us in the divine will. I've got great plans. Don't falter. Believe in me. Trust in me. Hope in me. Have confidence in me, Jesus says. So he says, if you're praying and you don't see it instantly, it's because God is disposing the secondary cause so that what God has decided to give will come out from God. And again, sometimes he says it takes many prayers. It's not because he doesn't hear the first one. It's like the situation is so serious that it just can't be snapping your fingers. It's got to be, okay, you're trying to teach me something, Lord. Okay, so I have to pray more. I have to humble myself more. I have to surrender more. I have to be more docile to you. And God goes, good, you're learning. But once you're there and you pray it, I'm there. So that's what he's waiting for. If you don't see it immediately, because the secondary causes are happening, and that means God's deciding to give has to come out from God yet. And so therefore, keep on praying with confidence. When you see your children and you surrender them to Jesus and Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they make a heart of Mary, and they still continue to sin, you go, well, you're asking me to do more, Lord. I'm not doing this correctly yet. See, it's, don't get discouraged. He says, it'll come out of us. So therefore, it's not to be put in doubt. It's sooner or later. And one shall see, Jesus said, descend from heaven that which the decision has been granted to him. We're going to see it. God's going to do it. And it's like, if you're praying for something not in the will of God, then God's going to go say, this isn't of the will of God. We got to pray one with the will of God. And God wants everyone to be saved. God wants everyone to come to him. God. And so it's that decision. What you were going to see happen when we're doing it one with God in his holy divine will. So he says, Louisa, continue the prayers in our fiat, prayers that are more heaven and earth. He says, and even God himself, if you love to see my kingdom upon earth, and I shall pray together with you. And that's the beauty of this gift. In order to obtain the intent, Jesus, take my prayer and make it your command. More so, since the ultimate purpose of creation is precisely this, that our divine will was to reign on earth exactly the way it reigns in heaven. He says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. That's the ultimate purpose of creation, to have the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 27, 130, 1930. It can be said that the redemption is making its round throughout the whole world. Okay, now this is essential. It's happening. The evil one is panicking. The evil one is really, really upset. Remember, I mean, there's poisoning of the land, poisoning of the air, poisoning of the water. No big deal. Scripture says, if we turn back to God, God heals the land, heals the water, heals the air. No, God's in charge. Don't doom and gloom. Don't be a doom and gloomer. Be filled with joy. Be filled with confidence. Be filled with faith in God. This is what he's waiting for. He says, as the redemption is making its round throughout the world, a round that is not yet entirely completed, because not all the peoples know about my coming upon earth. And therefore, they are without its goods. Redemption keeps preparing, keeps disposing humanity to receive the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. See, the redemption, everybody's going to be Catholic. That's what Jesus tells Louisa. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. He says it very, very, read the last chapter of Isaiah 24. It's very clear. Everything will be, why? There's the universal life that was breathed into Adam was the Catholic life. When Jesus and Mary come to earth as the new Adam and the new Eve, they started the Catholic life. The evil one wants to destroy this universal life. The gates of hell will not prevail. God is in charge. It's a great time to be alive. It really, really is. So Volume 28, 2:26, 19:30, my daughter, longing for, desiring, and wanting a good is to dispose oneself to receive it. So are you longing for the divine will? Are you desiring the divine will? Are you wanting the divine will? You're disposed, Jesus says, to receive it. When one receives a good that has been granted long and greatly longed for, well, the one who loves it, appreciates it, keeps it safe, holds it as the welcome one and bearer of the longed for good. We are longing for Jesus' return. We're longing for this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. We love this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. We appreciate this gift, the prodigies of prodigies. We just don't throw the book on the ground. We keep it safe. We hold it. We welcome this one and the bearer of the longed for good. Jesus says, not only this, but this is another excess of our love. We make the soul long for the good that we, triune God, want to give, because we, triune God, want the soul to place something of her own, at least her sighs, her prayers, her human will of wanting that good. So be able to say to the soul, see, you now have deserved this. Because why? You've sighed for it. You've longed for it. You've prayed for it. You've set aside your human will. So you deserve this, Jesus says, will happen. Because on your poor part, you have done what you could in order to obtain it. And we, triumph God, with all our heart, we give this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies to you. And while it is all the effects of our goodness, he says, and this is the reason why, first, we make known what we want to give to humanity. That's the book of heaven. It can be said that we place ourselves in correspondence, sending our letters of notice. This is the book of heaven, is the letters of notice of what's coming, what he wants to give us. We dispatch our messengers. We make them say what we want to give. This is Louisa. This is St. Honorable de Francia. And all of this in order to dispose souls, to make souls long for the great gift that we, triune God, want to give to humanity. It's very close. He says, did we not do the same for the kingdom of redemption? There were 4,000 years of waiting. The closer the time would get, the more pressing were the notices, the more frequent the letters, and everything in order to dispose humanity. So it is for the kingdom of my divine fiat. I, Jesus, delay because I want souls to know this. I want souls to pray for this. I want souls to long for this, to come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. I want souls to comprehend this great gift of the divine will. So as to be able to say to all of humanity, you have wanted it, you have deserved it, and my will is now coming to reign in your midst by knowing it, by praying for it, by longing for it, you have formed its chosen people in which the divine will may dominate and reign. Without a people, a kingdom cannot be formed. And this is why, this is the other reason for making known that my divine will wants to reign upon earth, that souls may pray, souls may long for this divine will, souls may dispose themselves to form its people. This is the new heavens and the new earth. This is the new Jerusalem, in whose midst the divine will can descend and form its royal palace, its dwelling, its throne among men. Therefore, do not be surprised if while you see so much interest on my part, Jesus says, wanting my will to divine to reign, that you will see it, that it delays. These are the dispositions of our unreachable wisdom, Jesus says. These delays that disposes everything with divine order. And the delay, this is where we're in. I mean, think about that. We're over time at this point. John Paul II said, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Well, we made it to 2000. It's 2000, we're a little on overtime, Lord. God says the delay serves to place its knowledges on the way and shall act as the letters, the telegraphs, the telephone, as messengers, the trumpeters to form the people for my divine will. So he's doing it with us. We're not ready yet for this great gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Therefore, pray, let your flight in the most holy divine will be continuous. This is where we are. Don't give up, you know, especially like for Lent. Don't give up. I mean, things happen during Lent, and keep on reading the 24 Hours of the Passion. It's very, very important. So he says in Volume 28, 3, 9, 1930, praying your round. Okay, you're praying in the right, your round in my divine will is an outpouring of my divine love. Praying your round disposes me, Jesus, to make known to you new things and to give you one more little lesson for everything that belongs to us, Triune God. Pray your rounds, Jesus says, and it disposes you to listen to the divine will, to receive our divine gifts. The praying the rounds is the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed. What did they pray? How did Jesus pray for 30 years? What did he do? Jesus shows Louisa, it's the rounds. Seeing the love of God in all creation, and he as the perfect human, not doing his human will, but living in God's holy divine will. Mary as the perfect woman, not doing her human will, but living in the divine will, one with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. What happens at that point is a new beginning for all of humanity. And that's what he's asking. Are you willing to begin to live this new and abundant life of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that was breathed into Louisa? Volume 28, 324, 1930. My daughter, firmness in asking forms the life of the good that is asked for. Firmness disposes the soul to receive the good that the soul wants. And it moves God to give the gift that is asked for. More so, since with many repeated acts and prayers that the soul has done, she has formed within herself the life and the exercise, the habit of the good. And she asks for what she asks for. And God won by the firmness of her asking. So answer the phone. You say, before you answer the phone, Jesus, speak in my speaking. You're walking down the street. Jesus, walk in my walking in the holy divine will. Come divine will. Come swim in my swimming, dance in my dancing, eat in my eating, clean in my cleaning. Come divine will. This habit of asking shall give the gift to the gift will be given to you. Finding in the soul by virtue of her repeated acts throughout the day as though a life of the gift that Jesus is giving her. So it's the repeated acts brings the life of the gift to come. And he, Jesus, shall convert the good asked for into the soul's nature. Okay. Our Lady, Jesus is the Son of God by nature, Our Lady by grace. Now, when we enter into the divine will, we're going to re-enter. You have to understand, we're going to re-enter into the image and likeness of God on earth as it is in heaven. So the repeated acts of come divine, will come divine, will convert the good ask for into our nature. See, this is a glorious time to be alive in such a way that the soul shall feel within herself as the possessor and victorious in feeling transformed into the gift that she has received. When Jesus says, watch the power of the Holy Eucharist, how the power of the Holy Eucharist is going to reign in the souls who are living in the divine will, transformed into the gift. Jesus says, he says to St. Faustina, I want you to become a living host. Then he tells Louisa how to become a living host in volumes 15 and 16. Therefore, your asking incessantly for the kingdom of my divine will forms in you its life. This is the life that Adam had before the fall. Now, no one is there fully. Louisa is. She's the one that possesses it. We're very far. She focused 70 years, day in and day out, reading, studying, putting this into practice. I told you, the volumes of Louisa, when we were in the secret archives of the Vatican, her thumbprints were etched onto the page. She studied this. She was enamored by what Jesus said to her. She couldn't keep her eyes off of it. And her fingerprints were etched into the page. I should use her fingerprint to open up my computer. I think that would be kind of fun. So anyways, therefore, you're asking incessantly for the kingdom of my divine will forms in you its life. Volume 28, 1930. In spite of the oppositions and the adverse judgments of these authoritative people, I shall make my way. See, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like this. I will make my way, Jesus says. And if these, with their judgments, want to bury a good that is so great in so many divine lives of my truth, I, Jesus, shall put them aside. And I, Jesus, shall make my way, and I will dispose other people more humble, more simple, and more easy, who can more easily believe in my admirable and multiple ways that I, God, use with souls. So what is he saying to us? You got to be more humble. You got to be more simple. You got to give that fiat with Our Lady. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Easily believe. That's a child. Humble. Simple. This is what God is waiting for. He says, and those people that don't want it, I'll just push them aside and I will find my children. And with their simplicity, instead of finding quibbles and difficulties, these little children of mine shall recognize as the gift of heaven, this gift of gifts, what I, Jesus, have manifested on my divine will to you, Louisa Pagreta, and these shall serve me in an admirable way to propagate in the world the knowledges, the truths, the lessons of my divine fiat. Great things are coming. And all Jesus is saying to us is, are you ready for what I, God, am going to do? Are you ready? Volume 28, 9:20, 1930. He says, you must know that I am, he always uses God's name, I am the divine administrator of my fiat in the soul. So who's the administrator in us? It's Jesus himself. And when I see the soul disposed to do my will in everything, come divine will, dancing my dancing, singing my singing, come divine will, washing my dishes as I'm washing the dishes, come divine will. He said, when I see a soul disposed to do my divine will in everything, in each act that she does, I, God, set to the work of preparation. So here it is. It's preparing that soul to receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. When this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens, this illumination of conscience happens, we're going to be ready for it. It's going to be glorious. And our Lord is asking us, will you get out of the way so I can accomplish what I have planned? And when we say yes, he goes, good, watch what I'm going to do. 5:28, 11:24, 19:30. Even though my divine will is one, one is its immensity. One is its act. However, in its immensity, it holds order of all the effects that come out as acts from the one single act, the prime act of God. Now, when you pray your prevenient act in the morning, bring that up. I want to enter into the prime act of God. I want to fuse myself with you, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to fuse myself with you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. I want to live the divine will. I want to enter the prime act of God, that single act of God. I want to do my round of creation, round of redemption, so that I can give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that you, Jesus, gave to your Father. One, you in me doing this. I want to live in the divine will so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. I pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? Why? Jesus says, what will happen at that point is I will no longer want anything of earth, but only that of heaven. There's a song out like that. I only want the things of heaven. I don't want anything of the things of earth. Why? This earth is going to disappear. It's polluted for one thing. But God's got the new heavens and the new earth are coming. The new Jerusalem is coming. So Jesus says very clearly, he says, entering that one act, that single act of God, to pour themselves out towards each creature who receives these acts according to their dispositions. If the soul is disposed to loving me, are we disposed to loving Jesus? When we see him in the Blessed Sacrament, do we kneel in front of him and adore him and love him and praise him and fall in love with him? Or are we there reading a book? I mean, really, are we disposed to fall in love with Jesus? Does the soul receive the effects of the love that my divine will is operating? Are we into this pouring out of this divine love? If disposed to being good, does the soul receive the effects of the operating goodness of God? If disposed to becoming holy, is the soul receiving the effects of divine sanctity? And so according to those dispositions, Jesus says, the immensity of my fiat pours itself out. And if it's different effects that convert for them into acts over each creature, and one who is not disposed receives nothing. He wants us to repair the lives of the saints. The saints did not do everything in the divine will, living in the divine will. And the saints, Jesus says, are begging us to repair and redo their whole life. So if you're not disposed to receive there's nothing you can do. Even though my divine will is always there and always operating over each one, each soul, and since they do not want to receive the good that the divine will wants to give to them, he says, my divine justice converts these goods that the creature rejects into chastisements. That's what's coming. Chastisements are coming. Humanity doesn't want this. So Jesus says to us, would you do this for everyone and for everything? And when we say, yes, God goes, good, let me see you do this. Let me see it. Let me see it. Jesus says, the reason why the divine will is as though on the lookout from within the elements is to see whether souls are disposed to receive this great good of this continuous operating of God in the soul. That's Jesus doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, gaze in my gazing. I want you to be the Lord totality, the totality of me. I want nothing for me. I want everything for your glory. And then seeing itself rejected, seeing itself tired, Jesus says he arms the elements against humanity. Why are there tornadoes? Why are there hurricanes? Why are there floods? Why are there earthquakes? Jesus says he doesn't see anybody wanting the divine will. So he gives the elements to come against us. I mean, when we sin, it causes earthquakes. When we sin, there's a tidal wave somewhere. It might not happen immediately, But sin begets sin. When Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into my divine will where chastisements will be gone. Kingdom will be here. 529, 424, 1931. How necessary is the little operating of the soul so that our works may have life in the midst of the human generations. So it's necessary that the little ones, Louisa first, and then us linked to Louisa, that the God's works may have life. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. That breath that you take is Jesus that's doing it. It's his work is having life on earth. He says to Louisa, I want you to be my skin. I want to reign in you. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want to speak in your speaking. I want to listen in your listening. I want you to be in my image and likeness so that I am alive in you. He says, more so since the creature begins her little acts, begins her prayers, begins her sacrifices in order to attain the good that we, Triune God, want to give to that soul places herself in communication with her creator. That soul opens a sort of correspondence and all her acts are nothing other than the little letters that she sends to Jesus, the little letters that she sends to God. In which she now prays, now she cries, and now she offers Jesus her own life to move him to give the good that we, Triune God, want to give to her and to all of humanity. How do you long for Jesus? What do you do? How do you long for Jesus? What is it that you do that proves that you're longing for Jesus more than anything? What are you doing? How are you longing for Jesus? Do you drive to the place where there's Eucharistic adoration just to be with him? Or do you go in and punch your time in? Punch it out. I spent my hour in here. Jesus is waiting for us to long for him. He's waiting for us to desire him more than anything. He needs us to cooperate. He needs us to cooperate. That's what he's really waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Okay, so this disposes the creature to receive this gift and God to give the gift. My daughter, when one who wants to receive must give. Okay. You breathe in this divine will. Okay, Jesus saying, can you give me that breath back? But let me give the divine I love you to the Father in you. So you breathe in the divine with this divine I love you, and then you breathe that out with Jesus. He's the one. He's the perfect human next to the perfect man and woman. We breathe out this divine I love you back to the Father. The Father says, I love you. We breathe that in, and then we say to Jesus, through Jesus, with Jesus, for Jesus, in Jesus, I love you, Father. It's you. It's Jesus. That's why it's a divine act. The daughter, he says, the one who wants to receive must give. Giving disposes the soul to receive, and God to give. This is why our purpose in giving our gifts, wanting to see the gift that we give converted into her nature. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to have our nature changed. I mean, I remember somebody told me once, well, I'm melancholy. That's a melancholy. This is what Jesus gave me. So no, God is calling you to be perfect. don't fall back. Oh, this is me. I'm only human. No, you're called to share in divinity. The purpose of giving our gifts, Jesus says, is I, God, want to see that the gift we gave to the soul is converted into her nature. Image and likeness. You see what's coming? This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. You have to become a saint. That's true. But now Jesus is showing us that he said, I show to none of the saints. how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? The first Pentecost happened. And that was the 2,000 years of proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior, as Master, as King, proclaiming the Catholic faith. The second Pentecost that's coming, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this is why the Holy Spirit's over Louisa, is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to the second Pentecost. We haven't seen anything yet. Creation, Jesus says, is not complete. My children, he says, have to begin to live this life that I gave to Adam so they can begin to live the way I planned from the beginning. They are going to become my perfect masterpieces, Jesus says. He wants to see this gift that he's given us converting into our nature. And he says, because then our gifts are not in danger. When we dispose ourselves to give greater gifts to humanity, again, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies is just the beginning. It's infinite gifts that God is going to give to his children for all eternity. It's infinite. And all that he's asking of us is, are you ready to say yes? So I can cover you with this great new and divine way of holiness. He says very, very clearly, because when our gifts are given, they're not in danger, because we dispose ourselves to give greater gifts. And the creature, having converted these gifts into her nature, places our gifts in safety, becomes the passport of this great gift of the divine will, and shall feel within herself the good, the font, the good received, converted into her nature. That was Adam's life. That's the true life of Jesus and Mary. This is what they breathed into Louisa, and now God wants us to possess this gift. It's a new beginning. When everything shall be formed, what is left is to dispose the events. And this is easier. It is done quickly because it is in our divine power to move the secondary causes in order to do what we, triune God, want. He's looking at us and saying, are you with me? Are you with me? And if we say yes, he goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do. New heavens, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. Oh, but it's doom and gloom out there. It's only doom and gloom for the evil one. His reign is coming to an end. The kingdom is coming for us. He says, I want to do what we wanted from the beginning. 5:29, 5:27, 19:31. My daughter, good is that subject to dying, and the life of good rises even more. It places itself as a defense of all of humanity. And if creatures who are disposed take that good, not only will they remain defended, but they will take the life of the good, and the good rises to form many other lives for as many other souls who take it. When you read the volumes, Jesus talks about being transmuted. That means the inside of the element and the outside of the element are changed into a completely different element. That's what's happening to us. It's affecting all the world. And souls, when you are reading the Book of Heaven, somebody on the other side of the world begins to read it. Why? Jesus says, I'm going to do this. I remember meeting Archbishop Cassati, you know, after 3 years of going all throughout the United States, all throughout Europe. And he said, you have promoted the divine will in a good, saintly way. He says, but that's not how Louisa is going to be proclaimed. And I said, what do we need? He says, you must proclaim the divine will in a divine manner. And I went, what's a divine manner? That was foreign to me. What's the divine matter? You begin to live it and somebody begins to live it. You're not, I've been in pulpits for what, 45 years, 46 years. I can count on one hand people who could hear. It's not many in each parish I was in. It's that many. It's almost as if people are at church because they have to be there. How many communions have been given out? How many confessions have been heard? How many sacraments have been given out? How many sacramentals have been given out? And where is everybody? Jesus says to us, would you do it for them in the name of everyone and everything, so I can hear all of mankind adoring me and loving me and praising me and thanking me and glorifying me with me in them, Jesus says. Me adoring the Father, praising the Father, glorifying the God, Father, filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is what God is. The good rises. It forms many other lives and for as many creatures as take it. And then he says, and for those who are not disposed, it always remains as their defense, waiting for those souls to dispose themselves to say yes. It's like, never stop praying. We pray for everybody, every human being. Never stop praying. Most people are on the edge of the abyss. The divine will can bring them back to God by your fiat. Your, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. Your fiat in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Jesus hears as if all humanity was praying with your voice. This is changing the face of the earth. What God has planned is a new and divine way of holiness. Here it is right here. It's in the divine will. So those that are not disposed at this point, don't give up on them. It's their defense. And God is waiting for those souls to say yes. If you've said yes, if I said yes, anybody can say yes. Really. I mean, we're at the bottom of the barrel, to tell you the honest truth. God can't find anybody. He's not, you know what's at the bottom of the barrel? If you ever made wine, if you ever just mush, it looks worse than mush. And Jesus is saying to us, look at, I can't find anybody else. Would you do this for me? And we go, yes, Lord. He goes, go, get out of my way. Let me accomplish for what I have planned. So we say, yes, O Lord. Yes, do what you have to do. I want your will to be done, not mine anymore. 529, 531, 31. I could say that the only happiness that comes to me from earth is to find a soul in my most holy divine will. And when I find a soul like Louisa, I want to repay Louisa for the happiness that she gives me. First, by rendering her happy, and then preparing her to and disposing her to do an act in my divine will. That's basically Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, listen in my listening. Jesus, dance in my dancing. That's heaven. And that's what God is offering to us. He's really offering this to us. And he's saying very, very clearly, you haven't seen anything yet. Don't get discouraged. Yes, there's going to be catastrophes. We read that earlier today. There's going to be difficulties because people don't want to agree with God. So he says, then chastisements will come to wake you up. He doesn't want to lose anybody. It's not punishing. It's when difficulties come, what do they say? There's no atheist in a foxhole. When difficulties come, you start praying. Difficulties are going to come. Why? The kingdom is coming. The evil one is leaving. The kingdom of God's coming on earth as it is in heaven. He's saying to us, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get ready. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children, the holy divine will, all their families, all their friends, all their relatives, that all be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
And that concludes our Divine Will Day of Recollection. Thanks be to God. Bye, everyone.